This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman reports 6 fatalities have been recorded due to wildfire activity, all of them in the Redwood Valley, where more than 20,000 acres have burned. Combined, the Redwood and Potter Valley fires have scorched more than 32,000 acres, and containment remains minimal. Allman held a series of press conferences across the county today to update residents about fire activity and recovery efforts. The number of homes destroyed was reported by CAL FIRE as some 250 in Mendocino, but the total remains unclear and won't be confirmed until personnel are able to survey the areas in person. Resources are coming in from around the state, and Allman reports that AT&T has been able to get 64 of 77 cell phone towers that were destroyed or damaged by fire up and running, some on generator power. The Weather Service doesn't expect fire conditions to be as severe as they were on Sunday and Monday when the fires exploded, but red flag warnings for residents in the eastern parts of Humboldt, Mendocino, and Sonoma counties could remain in place through the weekend or until the northeast winds shift. Local impacts from the wildfires in Mendocino have been limited to smoke, road closures, and the loss of communications, but cell phone service for most AT&T customers has been restored and the county's phone system is back up, although internet service remains spotty. Local residents have donated truckloads of items needed by evacuees, and Eureka Councilmember Austin Allison and a group of volunteers drove down the materials collected in Eureka yesterday to the impacted areas. McKinleyville Ace Hardware is also collecting donations of sleeping bags, cots, pillows, blankets, and water. They will be delivered as well. If you wish, you can make monetary donations online by checking the Redwood Credit Union webpage. The credit union has teamed up with the Press Democrat and local and state officials to coordinate the fundraiser, North Bay Fire Relief. You can also make donations through the mail or in person at credit union locations. Humboldt State University has released the annual crime report for 2016 as part of the requirements of the Clery Act. Every university which receives federal funding must provide the annual report. HSU reports there were 167 drug violations on campus, 6 arrests for illegal weapons, 2 burglaries were reported, and there were no reports of manslaughter or homicide. The report also contains details about campus security, crime reporting, sexual assault, and other security-related matters. Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher has sent a letter to federal lawmakers outlining the school's support for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA. Rosbacher urged lawmakers to find a long-term legislative solution to the issue. The letter goes on to say that children brought to this country at a young age did not have a choice in the matter and are today Americans in every way but immigration status. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.